T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in one of my favorites. He's a very difficult guy to track down, but he's really plays a curmudgeon in the morning. He's just, you know, warm and cuddly the rest of the day. That's what we've been led to believe. Angelo Cataldi will be with us coming up. And we played you Bob Costas. Costas saying, you don't need sports, you just want sports. That's what the lesson of this is. And how this is backfiring. Report out now that 4 more Marlins players have tested positive. Thank God, no positive test in the Phillies yet. All right, let's go to Angelo now, Sports Radio 94 WIP. As I said, he's not a curmudgeon. He's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Angelo, how's the summer been for you?
Oh, it's been a party, Dom. I've been talking lots of politics. It's really been my area of expertise. It's been great.
Oh, well, you could certainly do that. Come on. So you got to be thinking, though, sports back for 3 days, and then all yep. But – and I heard a lot of talk on the station – absolutely. Actually talking about the – and I know what a baseball fan you are, maybe more than anything, but actually talking about moves Girardi's making, is he a bit overrated, stuff like that. You know, interesting stuff, not just the soap opera, and then bang, it's all pulled away.
100%. Dom, this situation, I guess that it was it's getting close to worst-case scenario. It's 3 days – and one of the teams has a dozen players with the virus. So what they have to figure out is, if the Phillies are exposed to it, if they have half a dozen players, they're not going to be able to play a season for anyone, because the minute one team gets it, they're going to hand it off to the other team, and they're not going to be able to do it. And I think right now what they're wrestling with is whether or not they could sacrifice one franchise, the Marlins, who would be awful anyway, but now really awful because 12 of their best players aren't going to be there, or is it going to permeate so much of the league that they can't possibly do it? The results on the Phillies tests, which are imminent, are going to have a lot to say about whether we have a baseball season.
And, Angelo, this is even bigger than baseball, as consequential as that is. It then is about the NFL, who I think will go forward no matter what, but puts them on the – and societally – it's a return to normal if this works. What I'm thinking,
guys, I just want to butt in real quick. And yes. Jim Salisbury just tweeted that he can confirm that there were no new positive tests among Phillies players yesterday. That just came out from okay. Salisbury.
And Angelo,
that's great information.
Yep. The thing is that you know, we want to return to normalcy. This is normal to see this flowing along. Bud Selig, you know, I even talked about him. I know you talked. What a buffoon. But this guy Manfred is more dangerous. Bud Selig had to know he was kind of a buffoon. This guy thinks he's a genius. And the idea of not having players in a bubble, what was the genesis? What were they thinking?
All right, well, the genesis is 4 months ago they wanted to do the bubble. They right. wanted to do it in Arizona, which frankly would be pretty hot right now, but workable. And the number one player in baseball, Mike Trout, publicly said, that won't go. Can't do it. My own wife is pregnant. You're not going to be able to put me up in a luxury hotel for 4 months. It's unworkable. And then it became a 2-month season, But Mike was so strong in his comment, it never became a possibility again. That's the kind of power the number one guy has. But he really threw a monkey wrench in any possibility of them using a bubble, which is the one way that works, all right? Even in Korean baseball, they're using a bubble, and they're playing. The NBA, the NHL, they're in a bubble. They're going to be able to do it, but you could not get the sacrifice of the incredibly privileged baseball players to go along with it. And football, I think football is still possibly going to do that if they see that baseball can. But I'm telling you right now, Dom, this is about the attitude of baseball players. And all I keep thinking is, in World War II, we had people sacrificing 3 years of their life, if not their life itself, for their country. And these guys, these millionaire guys, couldn't give you 4 months.
That's a great insight. And look, I love Ted Williams. And one of the reasons I love the guy, despite his idiosyncrasies, shall we say, is that Williams sacrificed 5 years and still was the greatest hitter in the history of the world. And nobody will ever be close to that guy. 5 years in his prime with Korea and World War II. And I think was involved in 50 or 60 missions as a pilot. And Angelo, you know, Mike Trout, I used to really buy into the Mike Trout myth, has really gone downhill, in my estimation, during all this, the stuff that he said. It's not easy, but part of this is that's why you get paid $35, $40 million a year.
Exactly, and he has this exalted status because he's this great Eagles fan and he comes from Millville. He made this a bad situation. And, you know, if we were relying to defend our freedom on the baseball players rather than the soldiers we did in World War II, we couldn't beat Grenada, all right? Grenada would have won. Remember when we invaded them?
Yes,
we run away?
Yes.
We couldn't. See, I'm doing more politics now and war and stuff.
Boy, I was ready to say that.
Sport.
Yeah, I'm really great. Anytime you want to come on and give us your musings on Mayor Kenny, we'd love to hear it, you know?
Well, I don't know if you heard, he did a reality TV show when the pandemic began.
Yes. I know that's the case. I know. It's every day. I'm in Philadelphia. I don't want to say if you are or not, but my trash still hasn't been picked up. I think it's a personal insult.
No. It's the truth. It hasn't. Mine is still sitting. I'm a Philadelphia resident now, and I was going to call the mayor, but we're not seeing eye to eye right now.
So, Angelo, moving forward with all this, we've been talking about the cutouts that the Phillies are using now. We had some wild suggestions. How about Butch of Maniunk? Are you up for that? I hear this guy's quite the thing on Sports Talk.
They featured him in the montage at the first game of the season. He is the character of characters. He's a retired guy for Maniunk. He now has become a poet. He has a poet named C. Wright Truitt. And he's the character of characters, and he loves baseball. I mean, passionately, he would be a regular season ticket holder at the Reading games. He was just a guy that loves baseball, and he's a big personality, which works great in this city. But, yeah, those are the kind of guys. I've had to rely more and more on those kind of guys because there have been a lot fewer games, Dom.
I might
have to do it again really soon.
Well, Angelo, too, Bob Costas, and I'm not sure your position on Costas. I used to like him, and I kind of off that 5 years ago. He's on with Cuomo last night saying that we want sports, we don't need sports. And my position clearly is we need sports. It's in our DNA. Yeah, it's too much what you're talking about, the entitled players and all that. We've seen the negatives. But the positives, when the Eagles won, Nick Foles, who I go overboard about, as you might know, the positives of me growing up in sports, you, the type of stuff that you talk about, you can't match that in any other realm. That's why sports talk is so big. We want it and need it.
Dom, I'm telling you right now, this lost in today is that the Philadelphia Eagles opened their training camp. That is usually a huge thing in our city, but it's being overshadowed by what's going on with the pandemic. I personally, I don't know if I can remain even marginally sane without football. It is my autumn. It is every Sunday afternoon. It is something I look forward to more than anything else in sports. And it's in danger right now. I think I'm speaking for a lot of people, Dom, when I say, wow, you take football away, you're taking a lot.
Absolutely.
Life is a lot different without it. We have to have it. Somehow they have to figure it out. We need a vaccine. The sooner the better, because we're not going to be able to. In Philadelphia, no Eagles? I can't even imagine it.
For me, it's NBA basketball. That's just because what I played and all that. But
yeah.
I agree. In Philadelphia, the land of Wilt Chamberlain, people like that, it's Eagles football as big as some of these other sports teams are. So, but Angelo, you are creative. You're inventive. You'll come up with God knows what. But
I'm
private.
Old.
Yeah. How about hockey?
I'm old and I'm tired and I want to talk about games. So hurry up and figure it out, Dom. The politics side is going to save the sports side. So do something, would you?
All right. We're on it for you, Angelo. Say hello to Gail and our friends over there at Cosimo's, too. So thanks, Angelo. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks. Thank you, Dom. Anytime, pal.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.